Then I was taken, essentially, on board this vehicle. And with total conscious recollection, I mean complete lucidity, I was completely awake. I can recall, you know, the sound around me. I can recall the air, what it felt like. It felt like there was just dead air around me, like there was no echo, for example, of any sound, like sound transmission was somehow being dampened.
Yeah.
And there was an intense electromagnetic field because I could actually feel the hairs on my arms actually rising. And at the same time, this incredible paralysis overtook me. And I was just, and with this paralysis came this intense fear. And I wasn't expecting any of this. I wasn't anticipating this fear. I wasn't anticipating paralysis. I mean, it was just overwhelming. This happened, you know, all within, you know, 3 or 4 seconds. And then the next thing was that I'm standing beside my vehicle inside this craft. So my vehicle and myself were actually taken, you know, aboard this craft. And in front of me, to my astonishment, was four beings. They were dressed in uniforms. They had large heads, no hair on their, you know, large eyes. Their eyes were actually blue. They had blue pupils. And
unlike the black eyes that we hear so much about.
Yeah, unlike the black eyes that we hear so much about. And these had, you know, all of them had blue pupils. There was no color variation or differences in color between them. And they looked, they're pretty much all the same height. There, I noticed some other movement to my left. It looked like there were smaller beings. There was another one, I think, by the car. I couldn't really tell exactly how many were in this room. And it was a large kind of amphitheater. Obviously, you know, it was larger than a garage, the room. I mean, it was probably 3 to 4 times your standard garage size. And the ceiling itself was probably 20 feet high, and it was circular. And I was pretty upset, actually. I was scared, you know, and
of
I was,
course, yeah.
You know, and angry because during however they got me into the ship, it really actually quite hurt. Like it really hurt, and I was really pissed off. So I was swearing at them, and I was, you know, yelling at them that, you know, you guys don't have any right to do this. Who gives you the right to do this? You know, what do you think you're doing? You know, and quite indignant, you know, and they didn't say a word. And suddenly one, you know, stepped forward and said something in English to me. And I was instantly calm, instantly calm. And it was as if they have this ability to basically project their consciousness to an individual they're dealing with and just calm you down. And I then went to, I'll call it some kind of decontamination area. That's the only way I could describe it. It was like a...
Were others there? Other humans?
Well, later on, I did see some. But at the time, I didn't see any other humans there at all.
Okay.
And as I was, I went into this small little, I call it maybe like a shower facility. But I didn't take off my clothes, and there was just this intense blast of light, and it was uncomfortable. And it was uncomfortable, it was irritating, and yet it was just light. And then I left that, and there was two beings that walked with me. And the two beings were small. I mean, they're only like, you know, 4.5 feet tall. And as I'm walking down the corridor, my background is in occupational hygiene and health and safety. And I spent the first couple of years of my life monitoring environments and looking at working environments, mm-hmm. and assessing hazards and risks. And so the first thing I started looking at, drawing my attention to, was the environment around me and trying to understand what I was seeing. And the first thing that struck me was that the beings themselves were only 4 feet tall, but the passageways in which I was walking in were basically designed for beings that were larger than these beings that I was with. In other words,
that's a good point.
They were, you know, anthropometrically speaking, size-wise and everything else, it was all engineered around, you know, a size and shape that would basically be human. And that's when it struck me. I said, I think this ship has been designed for human beings.
It's like a human transport craft or something.
Yeah. So it was designed with this specific intent for dealing with human beings. Like, no question about it.